The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. Want the real story behind the sound bites and headlines? Let's find the facts. Remember, it's not a conspiracy theory if it's the truth. You are not paranoid or confused. You just need to know.
And welcome, everybody. It's time for Need to Know. And man, oh man, I'm recording this at the first of the week, as I always do. Already this morning, a whirlwind of activity. I already had plenty of things to talk about. So this is going to be a little bit of a scattershot program today, because there's so much on my mind and so much going on that it's really important to try to touch on a lot of different things. But I've got one central theme that kind of plays into everything, so we'll develop that now. First, I want to start off by saying I hope everybody was able to tune in last week. We had the brilliant Terry Quillian on, my longtime broadcast partner on a lot of shows here in Birmingham, The Ride Home, the continuing Sunday morning show on College Football the morning after. We've got a new program that's going to be coming out this year on Saturday mornings before the starting lineup, which is on ABC 3340. But on Saturday mornings from 8 to 10, Terry and I will have a brand new show on WJOX called Kip and Terry Game Time. And we're really excited about that. So between all of our broadcast properties, we are going to own the college football weekends in terms of giving you the best information and getting you ready for the games and having you have a place to talk about the games the very next morning. So very exciting times. And also, I hope everybody was able to see the starting lineup last week on that aired this past Saturday. Kip Kiefer, Tony Curry, the legend, and we had Paul Feinbaum on from the SEC Network. And Paul was just great. Paul was so personable. It was a great conversation. If you say, well, I hear Paul enough, there's enough sports broadcasting on. This was more of just a visit with Paul and the three of us, just kind of kicking things around and very personal side of him that and humorous side that I don't think you always see in when he's in character on his show. I thought it was a great interview. It's posted now on the YouTube channel for Starting Lineup. So subscribe to that and check us out every week. We've got great guests. Tony is doing a remarkable job of getting us all kinds of luminary people on the show. And we've had a couple of great guests. And Paul and James Spann recently both just knocked it out of the park. So a lot of great things going on here. Be sure to subscribe if you're not already, if you're just catching us on one of the great platforms around the podcasting universe. Go on and get into TKR app, which gives you all the programming on Tony Curry Radio, and including some of the best rock of all time, classic rock at its best, 24/7. Let's start today by kind of developing the theme, because a lot of the developments this morning play right into that. You're hearing a lot, and you're going to hear it more and more and more, the Democrats campaigning on basically two things. One, women's rights for abortion, and two, the candidacy of Donald Trump is a threat to our democracy. A threat to our democracy. If you vote for Donald Trump, you are voting for the destruction of America as we know it. Well, let me just say this about that. The destruction of democracy is already in fast forward mode in this current administration, because they have completely just ignored the principles of democracy, because the backbone of democracy is the United States Constitution. And these people continue to violate so many provisions of the Constitution, picking and choosing what they find to be advantageous and completely ignoring or disregarding the aspects of the U.S. Constitution that address things they find inconvenient. Like border enforcement, for instance, the sworn duty, and it's mentioned in the Constitution in several places, the main objective of a federal government, of a strong federal but limited federal government, only is really responsible for a couple of things: the defense of the country and the security of the country's borders. Those are hallmarks. Those are absolute staples of any democracy, that their borders and their sovereign territory are protected. And this administration has not just done a bad job. Don't buy that banana, folks. That's not what's happening here. They have not. You'll hear, well, you know, they have not done a good job of enforcing the border. They have told the American people for 3 years, the border is secure. Everything is fine at the border. Everything is running legally. False. You have this influx of millions of people that continue to pour into this country, and it is not bad enforcement. It is bad policy. This is what they want to happen. This is what they are doing to upset the apple cart of American democracy, the thing that they turn around ironically and say that they're trying to defend. And it is absolutely a terrible, sick joke that they are using that terminology, because the whole idea here is to influence democracy by bringing in, importing a lot of people. They've depended on identity politics for so long. You're Black, you're Mexican, you're another variety of Hispanic, you're gay, you're trans, you're, you know, whatever else. They want to put people in different categories and market themselves as the best choice for that entire group. But it's not working anymore, folks. If you can look at polling right now, Black Americans have made a big step forward to say, this is ridiculous. It's the same crap every year, every election. We're going to do all this for you. If you even consider voting for Donald Trump, you ain't Black. That was what Joe Biden said in the last election. Don't have a mind of your own. Don't analyze your life and the different things that are happening economically and culturally. Don't just disregard that. Just believe what we tell you. We've got your back. We've got your best interests. But you know, there's so many Americans, whether they be Hispanic or gay or Black or whatever label they want to put on people, you know, it's time to stop the labels. We are Americans. It doesn't matter what your ethnic background is, your religious affiliation, your sexual preference. You're an American. I'm an American. So you're my brother or sister, no matter what you're into or what you look like or what you believe. And it's just time to stop this nonsense of identity politics, of telling everybody you have a responsibility to people who look like you to think the same way they do. You have a responsibility for people that worship the same way you do to just do what we tell you is best for your situation. And it's just insulting. And I tell you what, this country is founded on individual liberty and individual freedom and all of the things the Constitution guarantees us. And the biggest thing is the idea of free speech and free expression of thought. And I say it over and over and over again on this broadcast every single week for the couple of years I've been on. Think for yourself. Don't be a sheep. Don't be herded. Don't be bullied and guilt-ridden to think a certain way. Make decisions that are the best for you, for your family, for your livelihood, for your future, and particularly for your future as it fits your children and your future or current grandchildren. That's how you need to think. You don't need to think. I don't need to think as a German, Irish, immigrant. I didn't come directly from there. They're a couple generations back, but I don't identify. You know, it's just ridiculous. This whole thing, it goes even against the greatest, most eloquent, most electric spokesman for America that ever lived, Martin Luther King. Dr. Martin Luther King said, "We don't need to judge people by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." I've said it over and over. That is the most important sentence ever uttered in American history, because it just rings so, so true. We're Americans. All of us are Americans. And it's the greatest privilege in the world. And people are starting to realize that it's threatened now by these people that don't like our system, that do not agree with the fact that you have better ideas of what you can do for your life and your success than some Ivy League educated elitist pain in the ass does, that tells you that, you know, if you use a gas stove, or if you drive a SUV, or if you, you know, think of the latest examples of nonsense on this climate change nonsense. If you don't have solar panels in your house, you know, they're telling you again that they know best, that whatever you do or you utilize or you like, you're not qualified to make that decision. That's their gig. So keep that in mind, because what we really have here is they are trying to tear down this representative republic that we're founded on. Once again, backed up by the U.S. Constitution, the most brilliant piece of work ever created. And they want to transform this country into the traditions. We talk about the Davos gathering of all the European elites, all of their important discussions every year in that resort town where by day they're talking about all these problems, racism and terrorism and climate change, and they're solving all the problems of the world. But at night, there's 7,000 sex workers in Davos during that convention. So all of this great virtue signaling during the day gives way to just drunken debauchery overnight. And if that's what floats their boat, go ahead. But my point is, these people think they're better than you. They think they are the ruling class. And that is the enemy, because we've got this unholy alliance of people trying to remove the biggest obstacle to their setting back the clock. You know, you hear criticism on Make America Great Again. Well, these people want to make the world great again for them, and their vision of that is going back to this ruling class, almost autocratic, totalitarian monarchy kind of government, where the best and the brightest, which they are self-proclaimed for those designations. And because I will happily sit down next to any of these scholarly multi-million dollar elitists who went to Harvard or Yale. I will happily debate them any day of the week on any issue, and I will tear them to shreds, because these people are indoctrinated. They are robotic. And they are following an ideology that's evil and is wrong for this country. This country was founded to be the complete paradox, the complete reversal of that kind of elitist, autocratic, ruling class idea. And that's the enemy, folks. It's not Republicans versus Democrats. You just saw the Republicans this week cave on another gigantic budget spending bill, $1.2 trillion. And if you looked at some of the things in this bill, you know, there's millions and millions of dollars for every fringe group. It doesn't help real people with real lives that are living paycheck to paycheck and taking their family to what used to be a discount fast food place and spending $50 or $60 for the very basics to keep your family fed, go to the grocery store and get two bags of groceries for the same price that used to get them four or five. It's really these people telling you all is well, everything's under control, the economy's great, the country's just booming under Joe Biden, which is the biggest joke ever. You need to trust your instincts. You know what your life is about. You know how much you're spending. You know how much, you know what things that you want in your life in terms of enhancing your success, your family's success, and your livelihood success, and your community's success. You don't need others to tell you what they think that you should be or think or do. That's what America is, and that is really the conflict we have right now. It's not about Republican Democrat, because there are just as many of weaselly Republicans on that same train in Washington that are voting to keep the good times going, to stay on the greatest gravy train ever conceived, big federal massive spending, bloated drunken sailor government. And it's time for American citizens to step up and go, no, we've had enough of this. This has got to stop, and it's got to stop now. A couple of quick examples of what I'm talking about. It's amazing, a party that talks about preserving democracy and the importance of democracy, 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 democracy. Well, first of all, a democracy is a concept where the majority rules. And, you know, that's fine, but we are not in a democracy, because the democracy does not, I mean, the ruling is in proportional areas where it's spread out, so every area of our country is significant. So it's not a straight democracy. It's a representative republic, and they continue to bastardize that concept every time they utter protect our democracy. Because no matter where you live, your vote counts for your particular situation. They would love to get rid of the Electoral College, to beef up the Supreme Court with a bunch of extra appointees that are more ideologically in line with what they believe. And the majority rules, great. New York, California, huge population centers. So, you know, if they overwhelmingly go and vote one way, that's the election. It doesn't matter if anybody in Alabama or in North Carolina or in Indiana votes, because where the biggest population centers are would then control everything. And I talked about immigration, and it's not immigration, because that's a legal process. I've talked in a little bit earlier in the show about the invasion happening right now. One of the reasons, well, there's really two big reasons that they want this influx of new people here, because by padding them in all of these blue states with all of the population that I just mentioned, Illinois and New York and California, it beefs up the number of people to be counted in the every 10-year census. And that's very important, because that census determines how many seats in Congress that a particular state gets, how many districts. And it, more importantly, determines how many electoral votes a state gets. Now, it's absolutely absurd that the Democrats insist that everybody who's physically standing in one of these states must be counted in the census, because they're not United States citizens. They should not be counted, and they sure as hell should not determine how many people that how many seats you're going to have in Congress based on their presence. And by bringing and importing millions of them to the country, they are determining those numbers of congressional seats and electoral votes. And it's really, really sinister. And Donald Trump stopped it in his administration. He said, we're not counting illegals. It's U.S. citizens. It's a U.S. census. It doesn't matter if we've got people in the country, you know, here on extended visas or whatever, or completely illegally now invaders, millions of them, they're going to be counted if this continues, this administration that we have in place. They're going to count those people in the census, and it's going to completely influence both the presidential and congressional elections, which is huge. Not only that, their real fantasy is to convert these people into voters. There's all kinds of amnesty programs being proposed. There's states that have already illegally extended voting opportunities to people. If they do something as simple as get a driver's license, which is also ridiculous, I don't want non-citizens to have driver's licenses. But in certain states like California, if you get a driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote, even if you're not a citizen. This has got to stop, people. This is, you know, they say, well, there's no evidence that there was any irregularities in the 2020 election. These are just some of the irregularities. Ballot harvesting, which is going out and basically getting anybody who's standing on the street to fill out a ballot and submit it. You know, it's enhanced greatly when there's, you know, 10 times more people running around. Anyway, let me get to my couple of examples really quick. Chuck Schumer, who is the president of the Senate, the most influential Democrat outside the White House. Chuck Schumer made a speech about a week and a half ago saying that Israel is completely out of control. They need to be reined in. This invasion of Gaza must stop. He's taken the side of Hamas terrorists. Remember when we didn't negotiate with terrorists? Terrorists were not, you know, we're not going to give in to their demands. We're not going to adhere to what to having any kind of conversation with any terrorists. They killed 1,400 Israelis brutally, murdering them, dismembering them, burning them, raping them. It was the most abhorrent thing that we've seen in modern times. And now Chuck Schumer is standing up, a man of the Jewish faith, I believe, saying that Israel is wrong. They need to stop. There needs to be a ceasefire. They don't need to wipe out Hamas because it's having too much of a toll on the civilian population, blah, 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 blah. You know, and then you know what his solution was? Israel is a democracy like ours. Israel has strong, it's not a constitution there, but they have a strong legislative background, the same as we do. Basically, Chuck Schumer called for, and the only solution is to get Netanyahu and his conservative party out of office and conduct new elections in Israel to bring in a different government. You know, I think, folks, that could be interpreted as an attack on democracy. You know, wipe out that government. It's not what we want. They had gone the other way. They went through a lot of the same things we did with this kind of woke business and all of this reform government and let's move to the left. And they got enough representatives elected where they were starting to be able to dictate policy. Well, in the last election in Israel, the people just said, no, we don't want to go this direction. And they overwhelmingly voted in Netanyahu's conservative government and put them back in charge to get things back in order. And now, because Chuck Schumer doesn't like the ideological direction Israel's taken, he doesn't care that they have to eliminate and wipe out Hamas, a horrible terrorist organization. They have to wipe them out to protect their existence, because the objective of Hamas is to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. So he says, well, the only way we can solve this is get Netanyahu and all that matter. We need to have special elections in Israel. This is from the same guy who in the next press will say, and we need to defeat Donald Trump to save our democracy. That's not saving democracy. That's destroying it. The Democrats are working night and day to keep third-party candidates off the ballot. That is not democracy. Trying to prevent Robert Kennedy Jr. from running as an independent, or other people that are talking about it like Joe Manchin, trying to keep them off the ballot because it might hurt their candidate, that is not democracy. trying Donald Trump as a war criminal. You know, that's a whole nother show, and we'll do it next week. There were some good developments today in terms of fairness in the system, reducing the ridiculous $460 million bond just so he can go forward with an appeal. They're asking him to put up a $500 million. They cut that this morning to 175, which is still outrageous. You have to post a $175 million bond in a civil case where there were no victims, there were no plaintiffs, there was nobody alleging that they were damaged in any way. This was a witch hunt that has been instituted by the state of New York and their attorney general, Letitia. She has even campaigned that she's going to get Trump. She's going to get him out of the way. They are determined any way, anything necessary to get him off the ballot, all of these ridiculous charges in three or four different venues. And people actually are bamboozled to say, well, there's got to be something to some of those. No, there's not. And that's what we'll do next week. I will break down for you just how absurd and how the targeted process is happening right before our faces of trying to take the leading presidential candidate out of the race. That is really a great way, isn't it, to defend democracy? Good grief. This is just scratching the surface of this subject. It is so absurd now what's happening in our country. We've got to get it back under control. The Constitution is what protects democracy, and these people violate it every single day, every single breath. It is dizzying what's happening. And again, I say it over and over. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm an American. You're an American. That's what we have in common. It doesn't matter what we look like. It doesn't matter what we believe. It doesn't matter who we love. We are Americans, and we need to unite and tell these people enough of this nonsense. We're sticking together, we're standing together, and we're fighting for our individual liberty and for our country and for our Constitution and, yes, our democracy. I'm Kip Kiefer. That's Need to Know this week. Join us again next week for another episode where we'll talk about some of these cases that are prosecuting Donald and persecuting Donald Trump. Also, don't miss Kiefer and Curry this week. We'll have another great show and the starting lineup on Saturday morning, ABC 3340. You never know who's going to be in the starting lineup. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.